Welcome to the 98 Studios. My guests in the studio are you two, you guys. So say hello to Arizona, and let's talk about the movie and the filming.
Oh, yeah.
There's an edge over there. And you've got your guitar. You want to play something? A little Christmas carol or something for us?
A little Christmas carol.
Classic, classic edge.
Hold on. See if you recognize this one. One of our early hits. Okay, name that tune.
I think I heard John Fahey do that once.
Christmas spirit there, yeah.
The Christmas spirit is here. And we have been just a buzz of anticipation this week looking at Sun Devil Stadium being transformed into a sound stage. I had the chance to go over there and just see how many billions of people seem to be involved in this project. And
billions.
Billions.
All paid by us.
And how long has the filming been going on, the entire Joshua Tree tour for the documentary film?
Yeah. Every you just wake up in the morning, you open the door, and the cameramen are there, you know, to see you fall over, you know. We're getting used to them. After a while, you can argue in front of them and not feel embarrassed. No, they're sort of omnipresent. Mm-hmm. Like God.
At ASU, they were telling me they started filming right from the second the plywood went down to cover the playing field on the stadium. The cameras were rolling.
But they're making a film about the film as well. It's wheels within wheels. It's really gotten a little bit out of hand.
Uh-huh. Did you know? You didn't know it was going to be this monstrous when you said, "Yeah, let's do a little documentary film and get this live."
Well, what we wanted was like a movie like Star Wars 3. So we wanted a lot of special effects, maybe a few spaceships, that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
But spaceships. I'm afraid we chose a director who was much too tasteful. This guy Phil Juano, he didn't quite get the idea. He's trying to capture us.
It's just a humble accurate little movie like Apocalypse Now is the sort of thing he's trying to recapture. You know.
And you're recording, of course, a live album to go along with this. We talked with Jimmy Iovine earlier about the album, and he's calling it more the soundtrack for the movie. He's going to be recording tomorrow, right? And on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yep.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
It's Corey saying there?
I was going to say that, you know, we've got to have the concerts recorded anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, for the film. So we've been recording quite a lot of concerts over the course of the tour. I mean, the whole Joshua tour, even from the earlier shows in Europe to this 3 months end of tour part that we've been doing now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just live music. There'll hopefully be two records. One of them will be live, and the other one will be studio.
Mm-hmm. A double record set then with
We think the idea of having a sort of mega album, then a mega silence, and then another mega album is a bit boring, you know, the way these groups go to sleep for a few years, like us, I mean, in the past, and we want to be here over the next year or two just to make music, and you know, it's a cocktail kind of an LP, it's all mixed up, like us.
Curtis, jump in here.
You just did some sessions in Memphis, the Sun Studios.
Yeah.
Is that going to be included on the album also? That's more of a traditional stuff from what I've heard.
Yeah, you see, one of our heroes of recent times, say, B.B. King, a great bluesman. And we got this song together for him called When Love Comes to Town. And we demoed it in Sun Studios, which, of course, is where rock and roll was invented. And we actually used the microphone Elvis Presley used, and there's pictures of Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash. And it was amazing. They just opened it up a few months ago, and we just walked in there. It was like the same floor tiles, the same roof tiles. It hadn't changed a bit. It had been a barber shop and a warehouse. Tiny. It's about the size of this room. I mean, it's size of like a normal bedroom, but you fit in there, and we just made it work. It was great.
Can I ask you about the sound there? Do you get like that more of a raw sound that the early recording studios had, or is it you know, state of the art kind of recording?
It's the there's a kind of misconception that because of digital technology and everything, which is maybe a great way to listen to music, but not necessarily the best way to make music. Records haven't gotten better. You know, the fact that They supposedly sound better. It doesn't mean they've gotten better.
They all sound the same. That's the point. Mm-hmm. Modern technology, although it seems to have provided great deal of new options for producers, it tends to have resulted in a lot of records sounding the same. The earlier recordings, through their limitation of four track and whatever, sounded very different. If you listen to any 60s recording,
Sgt. Pepper's is a perfect
they're a
example.
Whole like they're a different world, and so it was good to go back to Sun Studios and have to deal with 12 track recording and realize that character doesn't come from technology. It comes from the musician himself.
We've enjoyed...
In our case, we were in big trouble.
That's right.
That was something, Edge, when you talk about that, I read, and I believe Musician Magazine a couple of years ago, your guitar technician was saying how he's seen all of the settings on your guitars and your amplifiers, yet he still can't get the same sound that you do, which
says... That's because he probably was a good guitar.
But it's that technique, it's that soul.
Yeah, soul and lack of ability combined produce all sorts of surprises.
The rare collision of soul and lack of ability.
Soul with the leather upper and you wouldn't know where you were.
That's true.
You know, it's...
Very obscure.
I wanted to ask you guys, you've gone through the Joshua Tree tour here in the United States and haven't come out to do any interviews, and I was wondering, you know, why now? Is it just because I'm an Irish girl? Or
it's because we're shy.
And you're not, and...
Basically, we didn't want to be a rock and roll band at all. We wanted to be a country band. Well, we were really lousy at playing country songs. So.
Edge, I actually got on Edge plays a country song, Edge.
What would you like?
How about Hank Williams, The Lost Highway?
The Lost Highway.
Live.
Okay.
The Arizona Airways.
This is now you will know why we didn't.